are listening to Your Healthy and Inspired Life, brought to you by Dr. Diane A. Thompson. Each episode gives you the tools to live your healthiest and most inspired life. For more information, go to www.drdianethompson.com and remember to sign up for updates.
All right, welcome to the show, everyone. It's so exciting being here again this week to share some health information as well as some inspiration with you. I am your host, Dr. Diane A. Thompson, and as always, it is my pleasure being here with you on the broadcast. As always, anything you hear on this broadcast is for educational purposes only and is not meant to be diagnosis or treatment. So if you hear something that you and you want to change your health or make some changes in your life, I encourage you to reach out to your healthcare provider. That person knows you personally, and that person can help guide you in whatever changes you're trying to make. All right, so if you do have any questions or you need any further information on the show, please go to my website at drdianethompson.com. And when you do go there, please remember to sign up for updates. I believe that this information we share will change your health and your lives, and I really want as many people touched as possible. Remember that I will be on for the first half hour. And for the second half hour, I usually have a guest host. You've been hearing from Kingsley Grant in the last few weeks, and he is a coach. I mean, you would have to pay a lot of good money to have Kingsley work with you the way he's doing, and yet he's able to come on each week and share a lot of those same information that he would share in his private coaching sessions. And that's there to, you know, as I said, this is a gift to our community to get people healthy and get them inspired, because we really believe that we can change lives with the information that we share. In today's episode, I am very excited to say that I have an interview with a young man by the name of Kesmet Williams. He is a gourmet chef, but he also is he uses that work to share inspiring and motivating information. And so I'm going to get him on, and we're going to talk a little bit about the four lessons that he is going to teach you from a watermelon, right? You didn't know you could learn lessons from a watermelon, but he's going to share that with you, and I think it's really interesting. What I wanted to mention to you, though, before we go on to that segment, right? So what's been going on in the news the last 2 days, there was a report in the Jamaican Gleaner and the Jamaican Observer about Jamaican politician Faye Jacobs, and the headline said that she committed suicide. I haven't found much more about it, so let me just say she allegedly committed suicide. And I saw that, and you know, we all commented how sad it was, and it really is so sad, because you know, this is a problem in our community. Untreated mental illness, the reasons are many, but we have people who don't necessarily get treated, and it gets out of hand, and they get to the point of suicide. And many times it's still the stigma that's associated with mental illness. I do have a podcast episode where we talk about stopping the stigma of mental illness, because it's real. There are still people who don't want others to know that they have a mental illness, so they won't get treatment, or family members won't necessarily support them because nobody wants to acknowledge it, right? And there are other things that affect treatment in terms of the barriers to treatment, or maybe the disease isn't identified early, but certainly the stigma that's still there, that's something we can fix very easily. But, you know, we just haven't done a good job of addressing that. And I'll tell you, there's a friend of mine, I've mentioned her before, this older woman in her 70s. And I've known her maybe 5 years or so. And I tell you, from the day I've met that lady till today, she's been depressed. I've called her on it. I've pointed it out. And she knows. She's also very religious. And she'll say to me, you know, I'm waiting for God to lift this feeling or to lift this depression. Or she'll say, you know, I'm praying, honey. Don't worry. I'm praying. And it's been 5 years. And I've said to her, you know, maybe God is waiting for you to go get some help from a doctor. But people do that, you know, they will, or they don't want someone else to know. You know, I've had people say, no, I don't want to take that medication because I don't want anybody to know that I'm depressed. And sometimes, you know, many of us who are strong on the outside, you know, we have these Superman and Superwoman cape on and we won't put it aside and acknowledge that indeed we do hurt. And we're having trouble dealing with this hurt. And so we just continue until it becomes too overwhelming and we continue to suffer. So, yeah, I'm hoping that this sad occasion will prompt us to take a better look at this. There are many people out there with untreated mental illness for many reasons, and certainly stigma should not be one of the reasons, but it is. We need to acknowledge and accept that mental illness is real. It's an illness in the same way hypertension and diabetes are illnesses, and in the same way they can be treated, so can mental illness. But we have to acknowledge that it's there, and we have to be open and supportive and not let people who are mentally ill feel like it's a problem.
Do you want to learn how to live a healthy, happy, and inspired life? Then listen to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD, Thursdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Atlanta's Incredible Radio, 1570 AM WIGO.
Welcome back. Well, as I promised you before the break, I have a special guest on the show. This gentleman's name is Kesmet Williams, and he is a gourmet chef. He's going to talk about that. But, you know, I watched him on this program recently, and when I saw him on the program, he was there doing his thing in the kitchen. But what I focused on was what he was saying. I found that what he had to say was so inspirational, and I thought, you know what, I need to get him on the show because there are listeners out there who would benefit from this information. And so we reached out to him, and I'm very excited to have him here with us so he can talk about what he does and how it relates to life. Kesmet Williams, welcome to the show.
Thank you much, Dr. D. It's a privilege to be on your show, and it's a privilege. The privilege is mine to reach out also to youngsters who need some inspiration, but inspiration in a different way. I love fruit carving, and you know, I see it as a way I can use to motivate people, and they see themselves while I'm actually doing a sculpting right in front of them. And I have a one-on-one talk with a group of kids, maybe young adults. It doesn't matter. You could be 100, you're a youth. As long as I can reach out to you with my method, I would have a winner. So
awesome.
I'm happy to be on your show.
All right. So you mentioned the fruit carving, because one of the things I said before was that you're a gourmet chef. So tell me how those things relate.
Okay, a gourmet chef is one who is the keeper of the cold kitchen. It's one of the most demanding areas in a professional kitchen. Professional kitchen, you have this area called the pantry, and it's the coldest area in the kitchen, right? It's a section similar to the pastry, but it's quite different because there is a lot of things that happen in there. From making a salad dressing to simple appetizers, cold hors d'oeuvres, you name it, salad, whatever it is, right? That's what happened in a cold kitchen.
I'm curious though, how did you get involved with that?
Well, it is a very long story. But
give me the short version.
The short version is, I saw fruit sculpting being done in this section of the kitchen. All right, I've always wanted to be in pastry, but I saw fruit sculpting being done in the kitchen. And I, if you watch my video, I mentioned a teacher I had in high school that's very technical in Clarendon by the name of Miss Offie. She taught me simple roses by using tomato. And I put the fruit carving so that I'm like, whoa, you know, I need to learn this. And I inched around that section of the kitchen until I got my foot in. And believe me, it was it from there. I did not want to do pastry anymore. I just wanted to master the cold kitchen. And it was nonstop working, nonstop practicing everything from fruit sculpting to ice sculpting, salad, dressings, hors d'oeuvres, cold canapés, you name it. I had to practice until I got it right. Now, there's a new thing that's coming into the cold kitchen, which is green juices. I went to Mexico to learn that, and pretty much I have my hand on it. It is really, really nutritious, very healthy, and the green juice is now a part of the cold kitchen. I love it.
So you mean in terms of learning how to make green, like vegetable type juices?
Right. Oh, and don't believe when I say green juice, the color always will be green because I can be using beets and I can be using carrots. You won't be getting green at that time. But the green refers to really healthy, fresh. So that's where the term green juice comes about. Most of the juices, though, will turn out to be green. But it's a nutritional, very, very healthy way.
Oh, awesome. Maybe we'll get you back on the show another time to talk more about making some of those healthy juices. I wanted to go back because you mentioned they're technical and some of our listeners may not know this, but you're referring to when you talked about the high school, they're technical. This is in Jamaica. So you're originally
from Jamaica.
Right, this is in Jamaica.
Right. Wow. I'm originally from Jamaica. Born, bred, and raised. That's what I normally tell my friends here. They're like, You're Jamaican? I said, yes, I'm born, bred, and raised.
Well, you know, when I listened to some of the information you shared, and we're going to talk more about it. Actually, you have something called the Four Lessons from a Watermelon, which I think is awesome, and we're going to share that shortly. But I'm curious to know, if you were to look back to see who impacted you the most, you know, where you are right now, where you're this person who's very inspirational, you want to reach out there and touch other people and hopefully help to change their lives. If you were to think who touched you the most in your own life, who would you say?
You know, Dr. Diane, I had a very strong spiritual grandmother who was a disciplinarian. She never took foolishness. You have to do what you're told, right? And she taught me a lot, including my first love in the kitchen, right? That's where I got my first culinary lesson from Grandma in the kitchen. But she taught me a few things that kept me up until this day. And the spiritual part of it is, one, be connected with God, Jesus Christ. You know, this, if you watch the video, you'll hear me talk about the scriptures, two. One, putting God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And the second one is all things will be possible with Christ. He knows what we need. And, you know, she was the person to this day who lives within me. Her teaching has kept me and made me into who I am today.
Well, I'm very thankful for Grandma, you know, and unfortunately for some people out there, they don't necessarily have that figure at home to help guide them. So I think it's wonderful when someone like you will step up and say, hey, here are some lessons that I've learned and let me share them with you.
And
so
it's
that,
plain and simple, common sense.
Common sense. All right. So, as I said, when I saw your video, I was watching the program on TV and I saw the video and I thought they were focusing on the carving you were doing, which is really awesome. And my goal is to get a picture of one of those melons that you've carved and put it on my Facebook page so people can see that you're really talented. But as I said, they were focused on that. And what I was listening to was the knowledge that you were dropping. And I thought, this is really inspiring. We definitely need to get them on to help share some of this information with our listeners. There are lots of young folks out there who would benefit from this. So what we're going to do, Kesmet, we're going to take a brief break. Yeah. We're going to come right back. And you are going to share with us this inspiring way in which you use fruit carving to represent some of the things in life and to use it as a way to motivate people to make certain changes. Yeah. So we're going to take a brief break. We'll be right back. And when we get back, we're going to talk about your four lessons from a watermelon.
Listen to Health Talk with Dr. Diane, MD, for tools and strategies to live a healthy, happy, and successful life. For details, go to drdianethompson.com. That's drdianethompson.com. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Dr. Diane A. Thompson.
All right, welcome back. If you're just joining me, I am talking with Kesmet Williams, and he is a gourmet chef and just very talented in the kitchen, but very inspiring as well, if you listen to him. And in this segment, he's going to share with us his four lessons from a watermelon. All right, so Kesmet, lesson number one is what?
Lesson number one for me, taking away the skin of the watermelon, right? Removing life circumstances. Good? A watermelon skin is tough and it's tasteless. Most people throw that away. Good, right? It's just the same. Your circumstances can cause you not to shine. They can cause you to be tough. People won't see the true you. You will not reach your full potential if you allow your circumstances to hinder your growth. While I'm sculpting, this is one of the first things I do, is remove the skin of the watermelon. And if you're being visual and you watch that video, you will understand. You know, kids get it when I'm actually doing it and they're not really listening it over the radio. Yeah, they'll really get it when they see me use that big knife and take away it. I say remove your life circumstance, no matter what the circumstance is, right? They can be there, but it's how you get to where you need to be that is the real issue.
I so agree with that. I think one of the best lessons that I ever learned many years ago, and it was that you should never let your circumstances define you. And
never.
I think, yeah, so many of our youngsters are in difficult situations today, and Unfortunately, they, you know, they will think that this is them. You know, they're in a tough situation and this is what they are. And this is, and you have to be able to step away from that and recognize that this is the situation right now, but it's not you. And it doesn't say how far you can go with your life.
You see, no matter who your father or mother was, it doesn't matter where you were grown. It doesn't matter if you are abused. Now, a lot of people, because they're abused, they go through life sobbing about it. Yeah, my heart goes out to those persons who were abused. But it's not in how you were hit down. It's how you rise. That's important. It's in the rising of someone that talks about their strength. And don't be a victim of life circumstances. Don't succumb to someone telling you, oh, you will never be nothing. Never let anyone talk to you that way. Never believe it. If you used to believe it, stop believing it.
All right. So that's our lesson number one. Let's move to lesson number two.
Can I make a word, Dr. Diane?
You can make whatever you want to make.
I think I can be Mr. Webster this time, right? I'm using sculpt and create to make a word. Sculptivate. I need people to cultivate in them a new heart, a new way of thinking. Get rid of the old concept of how people can succeed. You have to find within you your heart song. Sometimes your heart song can be sculpting a watermelon. Sometimes your heart song is singing. Different people have different gifts, and you have to find your gift. Now, some persons, unfortunately, don't know what they can do.
That is true.
Others can see what you can do, and they'll say, you know, you're good at this. Why not try this? Don't just wink it off. Don't just brush it off. If you're good at something, keep on doing it. That just might be your heart song. A lot of persons are multi-talented. I have a few things that I love to do, right? But there's just one that I have a passion for, and that's cooking.
Yeah, essentially try to find that passion, that heart song. And if you don't know it, then perhaps even talking with someone who knows you well, who may
right.
be able to pick out something that they think you're really good at.
So true, so true.
All right. So again, if you guys are just joining us, I'm talking with Kesmet Williams, and we're talking about four lessons from a watermelon. This gentleman is really great and talented at carving fruit, but also very motivating and very inspiring. And now we're on to lesson number three.
Lesson number three, trading negative for positive. So this is also very visual. I mean, yeah, you'll probably not understand how this ties into sculpting of a watermelon. But while I'm sculpting, there are pieces of the melon that I need to take out before I can form a petal. After I'm finished with the heart of the rose, I have to start on the blooms on the outside. So trading the negative for positive is me taking away pieces that are not needed for that rose petal to be formed. There are persons who will keep you back if you stick with them. This is how I tie it both in. There's a saying on the island that we use. Maybe you use it in the U.S. too. Birds of a feather flock together, or show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. We have a lot of men and women who are locked away into jail, colleges, right, and university prisons because they were in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people doing the wrong stuff. If you don't take yourself away and stay far away as possible from negative people, people who mean you no good, you will find yourself into one of these to be locked away in. When they are so gifted, you know, there are lots of gifted persons locked behind bars, and it's all because of negative influence. You know, I really want people to bloom where they're planted. Bloom on the outside. Let people see that, you know, I've been around persons who are positive, people who can help me to rise to the place that I need to be, take away the negative and replace it with the positive.
All right. And then your last lesson?
This is where the community comes in. You know, the fourth lesson is each one needs one. A community that blooms together makes a beautiful bouquet. And on the sculpting, if you go on the YouTube clip, the video, you'll see this huge melon sculpting. And on top of the melon sculpting, there is a lot of flowers. You know, a lot of people thought I took natural rose and stick them on there. No, they're not. They're beetroots, carrots, leek, all kinds of vegetables, turnips, cucumbers that I use to make flowers and make this lovely bouquet. Just the same in our community, Dr. Dine. We need our teachers to teach us. We need our pastors to uplift our spirit. We need even a cab driver to take us where we need to go. bus drivers. We need people of positive influence for the whole community to bloom, for us to live in harmony, for us to have this beautiful bouquet, a garden of progressive, positive people working together. Believe me, that's what the world needs to blossom into a better place. And until we get that, we have a lot to do.
Awesome. And as you said, each one need one. You know, Maya Angelou used to say, if you learn, teach, and if you get, give. So, you know, that same idea that, yeah, we need to reach out and help each other. You never know. Sometimes just one little word can change the trajectory of someone's life. Yeah.
And
what I've often said is you change someone's life with a simple action, and that life will also affect the next generation. Because if you can turn someone around, you know, their children and their children's children will have a different life.
If all of this that I do and I try to do, I only reach out, if I've only touched one person, just one, it would mean a world of difference for me. I would have achieved a lot, because that one person will also touch someone else. And the link goes on. The Chinese have this proverb that I love to use. You don't catch fish and give to a person, because he will have only fish for one day. You teach him to fish and he'll have food for a lifetime. I love it. I love that quote. I might not have a lot of money. I might not have a lot of influence in this world. But if I can reach one with my gift, I will accomplish a lot.
Wonderful. Now, Kesmet, we love on this show to leave our listeners with a tip of the week. And I wonder if you would share something with our listeners.
Dr. Diane, it's plain and simple. Bloom where you're planted.
One of my favorite quotes. You
bloom
want to
where you're planted.
It?
I have my gift. I will never wish that I have the gift of Usain Bolt. I'll never wish I have the gift of the late Michael Jackson. I will work with what I was blessed with. My sculpting, my cooking, that is what I'm working with. I'm going to bloom where I'm planted. You know, I never thought that I would be doing this, but I somehow was inspired one day to, you know, talk to kids. This can be something for them to learn. Why not use it? And of course, I tried to shy away from that. I said, oh no, I'm not a speaker, right? You're not a speaker, but you have something to say. And from then, I said, you know, I'm going to use my gift, and I'm going to touch lives with it.
I am happy you decided to do that. All right. So, Kesmet, where can our listeners find you if they want to learn more about what you do and the information you share?
You know, I'm on Facebook, Kesmet Williams. I'm on Yahoo also. My email is kesmetwilliams@yahoo.com.
And as always, I will have all the links on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Dr. Diane A. Thompson. I'll have all the links so that people can also get to you easily. And I'll get that video uploaded so people can see what I'm talking about. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you. And
do you know the clip, the video? It's called Kesmet Williams Carving Fruit.
Okay.
It's been
a pleasure talking with you. And Kesmet, keep doing what you're doing, because there are definitely people out there who will benefit from this.
I will not stop. I will not stop at it. Someone out there will listen. Someone out there will be inspired. Someone will be motivated. And until I get that done, I will not stop. And there is always someone needing motivation.
That is That is a good thing. All right. And to the listeners, thank you again for listening this week. Please remember that immediately after this episode, Kingsley Grant will be on and he will be sharing information on his Midlife Launch podcast. For those of you who are looking to make a change in your life, he has so much information to share. So please make sure to stay tuned and join that episode. And again, every week, you will find this show right here on 1570 AM WIGO every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I look forward to you being on the broadcast, and I will see you again next week. Thanks again, Kesmet, for coming on.
It's a pleasure, madame. It's a pleasure.
All right. Take care, everyone.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast or would like to find out more about Dr. Diane A. Thompson, please join us on www.drdianethompson.com. That's www.drdianethompson.com. Remember, your health is your wealth. Have a great evening.